Welcome to The Truth is Funny, Ship Happens, with Colette Marie Steffen, inspiring ship on Transformation Talk Radio, gracing the airways every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific since 2013. And we're live on Facebook, providing nuggets of wisdom, tales from the vector, and energetic upgrades to lift you, shift you, and empower you to ride the wave of infinite potential. Do you have a problem? It is never what you think it is. Logical questions require creative solutions. Colette is a leading expert in the field of quantum energetic transformation. Learn to identify the usual energetic suspects and major accomplices to unveil another layer preventing you from living your authentic desires. You are a blank canvas. You may as well paint a rainbow. We'd love to hear from you. Call 1-800-930-2819.
Good morning. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And today we have a new moon. And so, you know how I feel about the moons. I like to make sure everybody gets to take advantage of all the energy coming in with a new moon. And, you know, you think about 2 weeks ago when we had the full moon. That's about letting go, releasing, you know, so from the time the full moon is out, it's kind of like the moon is about hidden aspects. It's about secrets. It's kind of like about the, in the tarot, it would be the high priestess. It's like very connected to divine energy, to the closest to the ability to tap into the cycles as most high, right? So we're, you know, when we're in that energy, we can take advantage of it by not getting thrown off by it. Which, you know, a lot of full moons, like anyone who's ever worked in the hospital, in a bar, police force, emergency workers. Everyone, you know, feels the full moon, but people also, it's a little more subtle. They feel the pull of the new moon. And so the full moon illuminates everything that needs to be let go of that cycle. And that's why it's, you know, the menstrual cycle is a 28-day cycle. And even for people who no longer have their cycle, by tuning into the moon cycles, you can strengthen yourself energetically on the full moon to let go of and detox on that full moon, letting in that energy. It lasts about 2 days before, 2 days after. Like, there's actually about a 5-day window there. But it's the most intense, of course, when it's full. And so you can take advantage of that cycle if you're a woman by coordinating your menstrual cycle with the cycles of the moon, tapping into that energy so that, because a lot of times when women have like, say, cramps with their menstrual cycles, a lot of times it'll come up on an emotional and psychological level as someone cramping their style. So, you know, it's much easier now with all the feminine hygiene products that are out there to handle that with a lot more ease in the civilized world. Having said that, you still have to pay taxes on it because it's not an essential service here in Canada. So just bringing that up. So it's important to recognize that letting go of emotional and psychological and like negative emotions that are holding you back. If you just sort of set your intention for that time, it doesn't matter whether you believe the moon has an influence or you don't. There's enough people on this planet that believe that there is a huge influence on the moon. And so you may as well tap into that energy. Regardless of whether you believe in it or not, it doesn't matter whether you believe in anything these days. You may have noticed, like, this is what I've been saying, like, don't believe in anything, especially yourself, because people are always saying, believe in yourself, believe in yourself. And I'm like, oh my God, if I believed in myself, like 15 years ago in 2005 when I started doing this work, I would have never done what I'm doing if I actually believed myself back then. Forget it. There's just no way I would have been able to move forward. So it's more about having faith in yourself. I have faith in a higher purpose for my being here. And I have faith in who that is. Like, I call that God, source energy from the universe. To me, I was raised Roman Catholic, so Christ has always been my go-to guy, but there's all sorts of ascended masters and, you know, all sorts that people can tap into. And those are very high vibrational sources. And so getting into this energy of, like, in the new moon, of tapping into those high vibrational sources, like, if you go to my website, you'll see I've got a blank canvas there, and you are a blank canvas if you allow yourself to be. And that's kind of why I love the new moon, because the new moon is like when you, if you were in your menstrual cycle, that's when you ovulate. And a lot of women, not a lot, a good percentage of women are very much aware when their eggs drop. Other women are not. And some women have horrible, horrible cramping at that time. And so a lot of times that will come up like around the reproductive cycle, you know, and about wanting or not wanting to get pregnant, you know, and that also coming up with the menstrual cycle is just like the actual physical mess of it all, you know. So we're just going to strengthen everybody to like these cycles. But like you can either work with these cycles that so many people on the planet are tapped into, that have risen to a higher vibration that you can, you know, it's not something you're looking down upon. It's something you're looking up to. So it's about improving all of the different aspects of your life and making those aspects really strong by being in this balanced state and by letting go on a regular cycle of 28 days, and then, halfway through that cycle, beginning something like moving towards the new you, like the blank canvas is you, and giving yourself permission to be able to be in that place where you give yourself total permission to allow the change to happen. And it's so perfect. Like this moon, when I looked it up, this new moon in Pisces is the energy. And when I wrote this up, because if you think about the horoscope or the zodiac as like archetypes, at different states of being in our lives, we can be born in which would be Aries, like an infant. And then we can end up being an infant again when we start a new job or when we, you know, we can be in that particular energy. So this one is of Pisces, and I find it really interesting because, Pisces is number 40 in my Tales from the Vector, and I have all 12 astrological signs, but more as a state of being. And so Pisces, in one word, the state of being that I would give it, because Pisces is number 12 in the zodiac wheel. And it's like the last sign. And this is what we're moving out of into the age of Aquarius. And the symbol of the fish, two fish tied at the tail, swimming in opposite directions. Pisces is authoritarian energy. It's very deep, very spiritual, because it's the end, like it's the end of the zodiac cycle. And so every zodiac sign is assigned, you know, by the time for it, it's 30 degrees. So it moves over 2,160 years, not to the exact day, but approximately 2,160 years, we were in the sign of Pisces, in the age of Pisces. And like it and now we have officially, according to most astrologers, moved into the sign of the age of Aquarius. We are now in the age of Aquarius. And that is why, I said this before, 2022 is the year of justice. I don't ever move into the new year fully until the Chinese New Year. And we're in also the water tiger. This is all about justice. And there's like, it's just was shown to me as like a karmic flood. You could call it a karmic flood. That's like, it's kind of like Noah's Ark. Only, I mean, some places actually in BC here did flood. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about the wrath of God and the end of the world and all of that. What I'm talking about is we've come to the end of a 2,160-year cycle, 2,160 years of being in this place. And so as we move out of Pisces, you know, it takes, you know, maybe 100 years to move out of Pisces and start noticing that, oh, it's starting to change and we're in the age of Aquarius. And this is what we're seeing. So when you think about how powerful a cycle of 2,160 years of thinking the same way, behaving the same way, being influenced by by the planet Saturn. And Saturn's not a fun planet a lot of the time. Saturn is all about, like, it's the roto-rooter of the universe, and it digs deep. And so the Pisces is deep, deep energy. And so what we're seeing now is, like, the drill, you know, just boom. And what we're seeing now is this karmic flood, because the year of the water tiger is about justice. It's about truth coming out. And that is also what Pisces is about, acceptance. And so acceptance is basically one of the karmic spaces where, like, we get attached to a certain way of being, of how we live in our day-to-day world, of what our expectations are when we get up in the morning, how our life is going to be, and we get set in that. And so for 2,160 years, we're in a very, very kind of spiritually deep. And that makes sense because we're being rebirthed. We're in a transition right now of being rebirthed into the age of Aquarius, and it's a blank canvas. And that, if so, I felt this might be beneficial to explain to people a little bit about this, because I haven't viewed it quite from this point before, but I've been really working on explaining to people how to apply these energetic upgrades to everyday life to make it better. And so if you have like a bazillion people, if bazillion's a word, around the world that are in that new moon energy, and they are ready to let go of the old and allow themselves to be new and allow new ways to be of, you know, that are better than what we are now, what has to happen first is the old has to crumble. That would be like the tower in the Tarot, like where you would, they're in the tower, and there's two people, and they're trying to get out, and lightning bolt hits, and there's nowhere to go because the whole entire foundation starts crumbling. And if you do not label that a negative experience, and you understand, well, it makes sense because we're coming to the end of a 2,160 year cycle, which was more of a male dominated authoritarian society in many ways, but with all these very deep, deep spiritual the strength of like that male energy, and it's like the emperor in his most powerful. And so this energy, when it's used in a strong way, is super powerful. And when this energy is used in a weak way, it's super not powerful. So that's when a bunch of the shift hits the fan, and that's what we're seeing right now. So this is Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back after this short message.
Life can be demanding, and you may feel like you're constantly on the go, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and make your appointment today.
As different layers of consciousness unfold in each show, you won't want to miss a second of this. Make sure to tune in to Transmutation Time, Energetic Alchemy for an Amazing Life, every month with Kelly Kay on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Kelly and the show, visit www.enlightenedmedicine.com. You have the power to turn trauma into transcendence. Come bring your shadow into the light so you can begin to truly heal and grow today.
Are you feeling lost in this journey we call life? When you awaken the truth of your patterns, limitations, and beliefs, you can start to heal relationship with yourself, others, and your circumstances. I'm Ritika Rose, life coach, author, and speaker. My mission is to help you align with your most powerful, authentic self and transform how you experience your inner and outer world. Find the confidence and peace to live the highest version of your life. Visit RitikaRose.com.
Good morning. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. This is Colette Marie Steffen. I am your host, and I am also the founder of The Truth is Funny and the creative inspiration behind Tales from the Vector, which is an oracle that I started 13 years ago in 2007. And I'm so happy to have all the paintings complete, I thought, at some point, because when I started, I was like, these are large paintings, and they have Swarovski crystals, and they have other crystal elements embedded in them and imprinted in them. And to have all 64 finished, now it's kind of like I pulled them all, I reined them all in about a year ago, and pulled them back in because now they're a full deck. And took them out of the field, and I've been reactivating them one at a time now. And I think I'm up to number 20 or 19. So if the cards have felt a little bit, if you're in possession of those cards, they'll never be sold separately again. So but now that the entire deck is together, a lot of their positions have changed, and it's kind of like I pulled them all back, and one at a time I've been reactivating them. And as I said, 19 now are reactivated, and they are like clean of the energy from before. And so they are also a blank canvas right now, although they always were that way. It's more of a people's perception of the information is what's coming up. So we are taking callers today. If you want to call in, I'd love to do some energetic upgrades for people. 1-800-930-2819. I'm talking about taking advantage of cycles in energy and cycles that people involve themselves in, using that energy to benefit you. So like, you know, what I'm like, one thing that, like, I'm kind of a geeker. I don't know. I am so excited because I bought these coconut husk things, little, and they look like they're like a, just like about like a silver dollar size, Canadian silver dollar, and about a quarter of an inch thick. And they've got a hole in them, and you add water to them, and voila, the seed goes in. And they look like little muffins that that pop up when you, like, you soak them, and then you put the seed in there. And so my seeds for my garden came this week and or last week, and I was waiting for the new moon to take advantage of that, and I'm planting all my garden seeds indoors. This is the first year I've had the time to do that, and that, you know, keep the rest of the yard looking good and also have a really bountiful garden. But my dad and both my grandmas taught me how to garden, and my dad taught me how to do it, and my grandma and both grandmas, like my grandma, my Ukrainian grandma, she had a beautiful garden, huge garden, but it was more like it was very utilitarian, very linear. And then my French grandma, grandmère Lepage, she had a French garden. Like, there was always flowers planted in amongst all over, and so it was very pretty, and it was probably a good acre. It was amazing. And so I learned a lot about that. And what I love about gardening, like, to have something like this is going to be so easy, because I took an old, shoe rack, and I put plastic on it, and they fit just perfectly on the rails in between, so they can just be watered like that. They can carry the whole unit inside and outside, you know, for the next 5 weeks, 6 weeks or so, until they're ready to go in the garden. I feel that this year I really want to, this is a good year for me to grow food. I've over the last 9 years of living here, I have brought 50 yards of organic soil into this yard. And I have a lot of, like, I have kiwis, and I have goji berries, and I have blueberries, raspberries, strawberries, and now I want to really have, like, a really good garden. I feel like if I have been, I mean, I don't know if you've ever had any gardening friends, but in particular when the zucchini is ripe, you can't go to anyone's house without them saying, "Do you want a zucchini? Do you want a zucchini?" And so, yeah, I feel like this is a good year for me to grow food, and I can give away the extra. I can just, you know, put it out, you know, out there to anyone who wants fruit and that, if I manage to grow it. It's been a while. I feel like it's a skill that I want to get better at. I feel like just to show, like, a lot of younger kids, children are really interested in gardening. And what I love about gardening is it teaches you how to learn about the cycles. And especially when, you know, we were in agriculture, and your livelihood depends on agriculture, that's like a great big huge garden. And yeah, it's just how it affects you. The weather affects people, and how the cycles, like, that's what you see. And what I love about it is there's just something so satisfying about taking a space that's kind of blank and kind of like boring and just flat, and turning it into something beautiful with real live plants, you know, and then watching the bees and the hummingbirds and that, you know, you get to enjoy the watching them use, you know, the flower, like, enjoy the flowers that you've grown, and help you out with them, you know, making sure that your garden grows, and it's just a satisfying thing. It's very grounding, and it reminds us that you know, when the leaves fall off the trees and we move into winter, if we never knew a time like that before, and like none of us have known a time like this. Like this is a wild time. This is a different time. there's a lot of history repeating itself here, but in a new way. So it's hard to pin down. And so going into the garden and grounding yourself and watching things grow, for me, I find that very, very grounding, very satisfying for my soul. And it calms my spirit because I don't get as, I recognize this too shall pass. And, you know, I've always had a saying, you know, you're surviving this. You can always be inspired to require better. And so there's nothing wrong with always being in the process of improving yourself. And so if you want to improve your situation and improve your family situation, it's very powerful if you understand that taking advantage of these cycles. Like if on the new moon you decide, oh, I'm going to let go of everything, you're with that attitude, you know, blank, I'm done. I'm going to let go of everything. On the new moon, it's not the same as if you had done that on the full moon, made that choice, and during that 2 weeks, from a place of, let's say, not in a chaotic state of mind, but being in a place of groundedness, being able to make strong choices about how to let it go. So by the time, with the goal for 2 weeks down the road, that it's going to be the new moon, and during that time, I will start to implement these changes and take advantage of the cycle of new. And the secret to that is you have to allow people to also be new when you come into that energy. Because if you don't, automatically you'll be pulled back into that energy that was not allowing you to move forward in the way that you want to. And so, you know, for a lot of people, it's like, who cares about the damn cycles or astrology and da-da-da? It doesn't always come up. The astrological influences don't come up for everybody, and they don't always come up that much. But I've noticed in the last, you know, decade, like in the last 5 years in particular, that astrological influences are influencing people in a huge way right now. And that's because there's just so many unprecedented changes happening around us. So the energy of Pisces is, you know, and I love how this is. Like the moons always kind of are just perfect. The information that I'm relating is very relevant to this, what's on that card. And it is, you know, if you want a strong future, participate in it. So don't just sit back here and expect things to be the same old way and you're going to just be able to do things the same old way just because you want things to be the same old way. Nothing is really the same old way anyway. But this is really, this energy we are in is really pointing that out. A lot of people are saying to me right now, I want some peace. Like, we've had so much happening in Canada here. It's just, it's a gong show, really. It's just, but it's like, if you don't take it personally, it's hard not to at times because it's over decades and decades and decades and decades of disrespect. And coming to a head, you know, it's kind of like that zit that needs to be popped. And people can try and put it off and put it off. You know, I've got my graduation tomorrow. I'll pop it on, you know, or I better pop it 2 days before so it's healing and I look better. All of these things, the truth percolates and percolates and percolates, and eventually the truth comes out. And you know, that's like what I was talking about on the last show about the karma, the redemption, is a lot of people don't realize this. But the universe is not a punishment. It's about balance. And when we come to an end of a 2,160-year cycle, that's just a lot of energy, a lot of energy, a lot. So, you know, it's people need to recognize that at this time, it's very, very easy to be thrown off your mark. It's very easy to be distracted from your goals. It's very, you know, easy to be in a place of benefit also. It's a choice. It's about, okay, this is happening. I want to get neutral to it. Once I'm neutral to it, then I can make strong choices, not from a reaction or a reactionary state where I'm angry or I'm emotional or I'm in grief. And I'm not saying that it's important to express those things. It's very, I think I expressed how I felt on my last show. You know, I hope somewhat eloquently. But it's just, you can only push people to a certain point of disrespect where you have to expect a backlash. And so a lot of times people will say to me, well, I don't understand though. Like, it seems like people who are doing really like nasty things, or they're not kind people or whatever, they're getting ahead, and people who are not aren't. And that's the reason for that is a lot of times, like, no one knows divine timing but God, really. Divine timing is divine, and it's also universal. It's and results are the language of the universe. Like, you can't argue with the results of what's happening right now. This is what's happening. This is what's going on. Yes, we can look at what's going on now, accept, oh my God, this is where we are. And then we can start asking the important questions, like, how did we get here? What can we do at this time to take a step in a direction to balance this out? And so that's why this is important, is for people to recognize that it's very easy to go from zero, neutral, to 10, press the panic button, hair on fire, I'm freaking out. And it's very easy for that to happen because the energy of the collective is kind of what the word that's coming up is, one of shock. And people are slowly kind of realizing, wait a minute, there's something wrong. Like, you can feel it in your gut. You can feel it in your, you know, like if you have in your intuitive baby finger, if that's all you have intuition in. So we want to strengthen that for everybody, just recognizing that a lot of people right now are suppressing their anxiety. A lot of times they have children and, you know, or loved ones that they need to be able to stand strong for. So suppressing these emotions is not going to benefit you or your children at all, not even a little bit. So I find that if I recognize the new moon and the full moon, it reminds me on those days, because there's enough energy out there around it, this is a good day to let go of the pain, to let go of the hurt, to let go of those emotions that are holding me back. But that means feeling them. So acceptance is not accepting what's happening to you without any thought or, oh yeah, this is, you know, I just accept, this is it. That surrender is different from acceptance. Acceptance is looking at the situation and saying, oh, this is where we're at, and accepting it. And instead of, you know, pointing fingers and blaming people, is actually assessing, this is where we're at. What can we do exactly right now in this moment to move forward in a strong way to change this and change it for the better for everyone involved? And so that's what I would like to focus on for this year, and finding these perfect little ways to bring these seedlings into being without it being messy, or just light, so easy. I know the small things in life really, really, really do make me happy these days. So this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. If you want to call in, we have another 20 minutes or so after this break, 1-800-930-2819. I would be happy to provide an energetic upgrade. And for those of you who are listening and getting ready for work, etc., good morning to you. So many of you tell me, like, oh my God, it helps me keep centered as I get ready for work and get the kids ready and da-da-da. So I'm very happy to hear that, and thank you for your kind words out there. We'll be right back.
There isn't a magic pill to creating your healthy lifestyle, yet it doesn't have to be hard or feel impossible. Health works from the inside out, connecting both your body and your mind. Georgette LePage lives and breathes what she teaches, so allow her to be living proof of what can work for you. Connect with her now for a free 30-minute discovery session to see what results you are looking for and how she can help you get them. Visit GeorgetteLePage.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia, and I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Your inspiration all day on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Good morning. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio, and we are talking about Pisces energy, which is sink or swim energy. And, you know, the nugget of wisdom from the vector for today is, for some, leaving the watery depths of Pisces to enter the age of Aquarius feels uncomfortable, like a fish out of water, but eventually even the deepest divers have to surface for air. And that's what we're doing. We're surfacing into the age of Aquarius. And it has been whew, quite the shift. And so here in Canada, because I've been, you know, very isolated and with my situation and working on a lot on the situation, just what happens is, like, if you're for 74 days without internet, actually, by the end of it, I at first I thought I was really going to lose my mind for sure, which was good. I did lose my mind, and instead I started to feel. And I realized, you know, on so many levels, and I have clients and students say this to me all the time, and I was like, wow, is that I, like, a lot, especially a lot of people that attended my seminars for the first time would say at the end of the weekend, I thought I let go, like, they would be, like, just stunned. You know, and some of them, like, I remember we had someone who was, like, a trained counselor, and she was just like, I can't believe that I thought I let go of all of this, and it's coming up now. And so this really will trigger people. But the reason is, if you think about it, the reason why I called my program Call to Dance, well, it's for several reasons, but, like, I was, one of them was that I was thinking of it as the dance of seven veils, you know, as you unravel the chakras. And a lot of people that talk about chakras like to work from the crown down, like, you know, take the crown energy and have that, you know, sort of radiate down through the body and heal you. And I say, nah, you're a human being in the 3D, and you may have noticed it's you know, you're having to face shift, like real everyday shift and in unprecedented ways. And that's the base chakra. And I don't care, like, you know, I feel that people, I found it a lot easier when I'm isolated to connect with me, myself, and I, and Stella, and gain some little cat wisdom there. It's when you're in that state of being, you discover parts of yourself that you haven't had the time or you didn't give the significance to. And so my advice to people for, like, today especially, like, we're in this beautiful new moon energy of Aquarius. And I know it's been a roughy, bumpy start. But, you know, I bet you if we look back in time that, and we had people to tell us about it, that in the past when, you know, when they moved into the age of Pisces, that was a rough and, you know, challenging start also. They probably all are. And a lot of that is because we become attached to the way we feel things should be or how they could have been, how it would have been. And so we want to really allow ourselves to recognize that we're in some very unprecedented times, because a lot of us are like, I think about people who are like in their 80s and what they've experienced over this 100 years has been, and a big reason for that is the age of, like, moving also into this 2160-year-old cycle. So it wouldn't be reasonable to think that, you know, we're in year what, two of this cycle. And we have 2,158 more, you know, years to go. So probably it's going to take us like about 1,000 years or so just to get used to being in Aquarius and for people to let go of the power grab. So there's always a power grab at the end of cycles. You know that. So we're just going to strengthen everybody to that. The thing about power, the abuse of power, is we all do it. When I talk about these karmic spaces, it'd be very, very rare to find an individual who has not abused their power in one way or another at some point in their lives and felt it. And the thing is that the vast majority of people are really, you know, good-hearted people, the vast majority. And so I guess the biggest difference would be someone who has regret or remorse. And like, so if someone has remorse, like they did something and they know that was like just not right, and they didn't even get caught, but it bothers them and it bothers them, and they just can't, they can't live with themselves. So they have to apologize and make it right. And so that's remorse. Regret is quite often regret at being caught. And so that's when karma has to step in. And the thing is, when you're talking about a 2,160-year cycle, that can be a lot of generations of ancestors that are also stepping in for this energetic shift. And so people don't necessarily realize how many that is. So we're just going to strengthen that for everybody. So it's not just what's happening on the world I'm getting. It's also what's happening universally. Everything that happens on a microscopic level is also happening on a macroscopic level. So when people are like, yeah, but what can one person do? Well, look, one person can do a lot. One person can stay grounded, can focus their energy on a strong future. If you want a strong future, you have to participate in it. You can't just bitch and complain about it and expect it to change. So we're just going to strengthen that for everybody, like taking strong steps of action from a balanced state. And I, for myself, like I can work on something on the computer or whatever, and I could say, okay, I allot 2 hours to it, and I can spend an hour and 45 minutes of that trying to figure out what the hell to do, and then having to Google all the techie names that are given, because it's a language of its own, which is a really good way of learning techie language. I'm going to make flashcards like I did when I went out to the Resonance Project Foundation. I took their first program, their delegate program for a weekend, and then they were having the emissary program, and there's no way I was going to miss that. But I made flashcards with all the quantum physics terminology. And I did these flashcards for like the month before I went, so that it would come natural to me to understand what the hell they were talking about and have an intelligent conversation. And so that is true of when you go to another country, or when you are, you know, in a new job. It's true of math. Like, everything has its own language. So if you accept, oh man, I got to learn a new language as I go, then start to look at that as like, because a lot of people right now that I talk to, particularly in their 50s and 60s, are very 40s, 50s, 60s, actually, I was surprised, even 30s, they resist a lot of the technology. And so I just want to strengthen everybody to, whether or not you believe in past lives or not is irrelevant, because as the cycles of the moon, enough people on this planet do, and it has an effect on all of us. So we want to strengthen any weaknesses that any of us have right now to modern technology and the abuse of modern technology. That's coming up even stronger right now. The abuse of modern technology is coming up stronger, or not stronger, as a bigger weakness than all the information out there regarding health in all its variants. So we're just going to strengthen that for everybody, as just understanding. Like, I myself, I witnessed with my own eyes. I was laying around having a lot of Epsom salt baths and watched the raw footage of the convoys across Canada here, because I really enjoyed the view to see all of, like, I've driven across Canada a couple times, and it was just awesome to see Canada again. And, but I watched, the legacy news, and I watched, which, by the way, my taxpaying dollar in Canada pays for, and I also watched the raw footage, and there was major discrepancies that I was like, I knew this, but I didn't really tap into the extent that it was forming my perception of what was going on. Like, as someone that was, I wouldn't normally, you know, I've traveled to over 60 countries. I wouldn't normally be someone who stays isolated for this length of time, other than the situation. And I'm most grateful for that, because it's brought a certain balance within me that I couldn't have had if I didn't take a whole year just for myself, like just to strengthen myself to what's going on, strengthen my health, strengthen my systems. If I didn't do that, I wouldn't be here talking to you right now. So it's just really, going through what we're all going through, it's very challenging to move forward. Like, say you're an entrepreneur and you have a small business, or you had a business idea that you want to act upon. And, you know, we just had the Emergencies Act here in Canada, and now we had a bank run, you know? So it's kind of like people taking their money out of the Canadian banks, and them saying that the bank of the reputation of the Canadian banks has been ruined for 40 years or more. And it does not have to be that way. We don't have to have a ruined reputation. And as in fact, I've never been more proud to be a Canadian right now. I feel that that it's out of all the protests I've ever seen, I've never seen such a peaceful protest. I probably watched 40 hours of it, so of raw footage over the last month, and watched the parliamentary proceedings for like every day. I'm watching that and staying in touch, because I find that a lot of people that are into energy work and reality surfing like to kind of have a life with their own algorithm in it. So, like, just like on, you know, say on Facebook, you know, it starts picking up what you like and you don't like, and you start not seeing what you don't like. You don't see what you don't like. Let me put it that way. But this can really put you in a position where you're not flying like an eagle. You're flying like a chicken at that point, because you're not seeing the big picture. And so we want to strengthen this, that, you know, the Pisces symbol of two fish tied at the tail that are both swimming in different directions, that to me expresses what's happening in our world right now. And so the best way that we can strengthen everybody is, first and foremost, looking after ourselves first. Like, you know, when you're on the plane, they tell you if there's an emergency, the airbags will come down. Put your mask on first, and then look after the little ones around you. That's because if you don't, there won't be anyone to look after them. So we want to strengthen this for everybody, because there's lots of information coming out every day, and it's a flood of karma. Is what it is. It's just like, I mean, it's so beautiful too, because so many people have had, some of them, you know, 2,160 years to generation after generation after generation to right some wrongs and move into a place of clearing energy, clearing the karma. And so there's no need to suffer or struggle when we clear karma, but we do need to balance out the scales. That will happen. Like, there's no stopping that. That's not about like some god in the sky with a cane, you know, whacking you over the head, and now this is your karma. You know, may your karma never run over your dogma. So we're just going to strengthen that. That, you know, this isn't about, a lot of people think, oh, like, this is all happening and it's because we're all being punished. Some people are, I guess you could say. But they're not being punished. They're living the results, the cause and effect of actions that they took, or their dad took, great-great-great-great-great-great-grandma took. Damn it, where is she now? Well, she's on the other side wanting this shifted for the whole family. And so we're just going to strengthen that, you know, as we step into this place of calmness and of seeing a strong future for our descendants, we also can energetically allow some healing to take place for our ancestors. And that's the message that I feel is the most strong coming through right now. This is something that I really do know for sure, is that, yes, there's so much that I've been downloaded with, but our ancestors do hang out with us. And they come and go as needed. And sometimes you might be surprised by people, or say people that you knew or that you know here, who is really showing up on a spiritual level as compared to in the 3D world. And so it's all really like a big awakening that we're going through. And the best way is for us to, you know, take a deep breath and remember we want to be able to take strong actions instead of reacting and then regretting our actions later, or worse yet, having remorse, because we really know the true depth of the pain that we've caused. Okay, so that's the truth is funny for today. I feel like there's a real strong chance I'll be back live on Facebook next week. I feel really strong. We'll see what happens. Bye for now, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, with Colette Marie Steffen, gracing the airwaves every Wednesdays at 8 a.m. Pacific since 2013. And we're live on Facebook, providing nuggets of wisdom from her book, The Truth is Funny, and 3-card consultations from Tales of the Vector Oracle. Colette has poured 14 years of energetic upgrades into this deck, and we can all predict what will happen if you continue in your wonton ways. Check out how you can become an official modern-day dragon sayer by visiting thetruthisfunny.com. Energetic upgrades to lift you, shift you, and power you to ride the wave of infinite potential. You are a blank canvas. May as well paint a rainbow. We'd love to hear from you. Call in next week, 1-800-930-2819.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.